This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Good morning and welcome to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. The now well-traveled road to the Kentucky Derby winds its way through Tampa Bay Downs today with the running of the Grade 3 $400,000 Tampa Bay Derby. 50 points will go to the winner, along with a berth in the Kentucky Derby on May the 4th. Tampa Bay handicapper Luis Ocasio will join us this morning to break down today's all-important stakes race and offer his thoughts on the Tampa Bay Derby's highly competitive field. Next up, Woodbine trainer Michelle Love. Whoa, she had quite the career year in 2023 and is looking to match or better her performance this racing season. We'll delve into how she put together such an outstanding track record then and what she's planning to do to continue to be a regular in the winner's circle in 2024. Mark McKelvey is a mainstay at Woodbine, and frankly, here on Ponies 24/7, he wears a ton of different hats, including senior communications manager and my favorite, broadcaster. Woodbine's 2024 Thoroughbred Stakes schedule was released earlier this week, and what a season it will be. We'll talk with Mark about the many high-profile Thoroughbred Stakes races planned for Woodbine this year. Prepare to be blown away. And he's back. My co-host Larry Simpson will once again try to sniff out some potential betting gems at Woodbine Mohawk Park and other North American tracks racing today with our Ponies Picks of the Day, sponsored by Rocket Ship Racing. It's going to be a really great show, so please get your HPI and Dark Horse accounts ready to work overtime today. When we come back, Larry Simpson will join us with our show feature, in case you missed it, Ponies 24/7's recap of the week that was in horse racing news, sponsored by RS Bulk Propane.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. More from the track when we come back on 105.9 The Region.
Go from dark horse to winner. Dark Horse is Woodbine's new easy-to-use betting app that brings the thrill of the track right to you. Its AI-powered insights and strategies help you make smarter bets straight out of the gate. Feel the excitement of live-streamed horse races wherever you go. Get $30 to start betting when you sign up today using promo code GET30. Download the app for free at PlayDarkHorse.com. Available on Android and Apple devices.
The Horsemen's Benevolent and Protective Association of Ontario, the HBPA, has represented thoroughbred owners and trainers at Woodbine and Fort Erie racetracks since 1950. The HBPA provides members and their hardworking employees with medical insurance, pensions, benevolence, negotiations with racetracks, and government, and provides vital industry information to the horse people. For more information on the HBPA of Ontario, please visit our website at hbpa.on.ca.
Join us on March 30th when Gulfstream Park hosts the $1 million Curlin Florida Derby, a highlight of the Gulfstream Championship racing season and considered by many to be one of the most important preps for the famed Kentucky Derby on the first Saturday in May. The Curlin Florida Derby has a tremendous stakes-filled day of racing with no less than 10 stakes races scheduled. Watch and wager on all Gulfstream Park race days, including Florida Derby Day on March 30th, with your HPI bet account or Dark Horse app. It's the next best thing to being at the track.
Lymphoma Canada and Ponies 24/7 recommend that you don't horse around with lymphoma. Lymphoma affects the lymphatic system of both horses and humans, and currently there are over 100,000 Canadians living with the disease. Lymphoma is also the most common cancer diagnosis for adolescents and young adults. Visit lymphoma.ca/ponies to donate to the Don't Horse Around with Lymphoma campaign. With your help, we can promote early detection, assist newly diagnosed patients, and support lymphoma research.
This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. I'm Ann Romer, and let me introduce you to the man who needs no introduction, my co-host Larry Simpson, and our, in case you missed it, a look at the week that was in horse racing news and sponsored by RS Bulk Propane. So Larry, hello.
Hi.
Woodbine released its 2024 Thoroughbred Stakes schedule earlier this week. It is phenomenal.
There's 38 graded stakes, including four Grade 1 events. The iconic King's Plate headlines the 2024 racing meet with the 165th running scheduled for Saturday, August 17th. And it is a $1 million classic. Racing fans around the world are going to be focused on Woodbine for Canada's most lucrative day of racing on Saturday, September the 14th. You got the Woodbine Mile. You got the Grade 1 $750,000 UP Taylor Stakes. You got the Grade 1 $500,000 Johnny Walker and Natalma Stakes. And you have the Grade 1 $500,000 Bet 365 Summer Stakes. There's a lot of money, a lot of races, a lot of good races to look forward to.
A lot of great horses.
A lot of good turf races to look forward to. And actually, we have Mark McKelvey on the show a little bit later, and he'll bring us up to speed on this.
Sounds fantastic. Excellent. Thank you, Larry. And that's In Case You Missed It, sponsored by RS Bulk Propane on Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine.
Are you looking for a reliable propane supplier for your home or business? Look no further than RS Bulk Propane, Canadian-owned and family-operated. With our premium propane solutions, you'll experience warmth like never before. We offer competitive prices, automated deliveries, and exceptional customer service. Don't let the cold get the best of you. Stay cozy with RS Bulk Propane. Visit rspropane.com or call us today at 855-225-0225.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7 and our new feature, Road Trip. Our look at one of the showcase races this weekend, and powered by Pineview Hyundai, the smart choice. Now, this week's action takes us to a place where, Larry, I've decided in my suitcase to pack my sunglasses and bathing suit for this road trip.
Wow. Road Trip takes us back to Tampa Bay Downs in Oldsmar, Florida, home to the Grade 3 $400,000 Tampa Bay Derby at a distance of a mile and 1/16 on the dirt. The Tampa Bay Derby was first run in 1981 when it was known as the Budweiser Tampa Bay Derby Stakes, and it was won by a long shot by the name of Paristo, who was actually part of the mutual field at odds of 35-1. In 2007, Street Sense became the first Tampa Bay Derby participant to go on and win the Kentucky Derby, and 3 years later, Super Saver won the Kentucky Derby after finishing third in the Tampa Bay Derby. No surprise that trainer Todd Pletcher leads all trainers with 6 Tampa Bay Derby wins, and 6 jockeys share the honor of winning 2 Tampa Bay Derbies. The 2019 edition of the race saw a horse by the name of Tacticus complete the mile and 1/16 distance in 1:41.4, which still stands as the fastest time in the stakes event. Today sees a competitive field of 10 in the Tampa Bay Derby, and although many people are touting a couple of Chad Brown horses or Sam Davis stakes winner No More Time, I think there could be a bit of a sleeper. That being number 3, Give Me Liberty, who is 30-1 in the morning line. Trained by Canadian trainer and a friend of the show, Robertino Diodoro, this guy is still a maiden, but has continued to improve in each of his 3 lifetime starts, and in his last start he was second to the impressive maiden breaker Diamatic, who I thought had a big shot in the Rebel Stakes at Oaklawn a few weeks back. And Give Me Liberty was a close second to Diamatic in this maiden special weight race that he had come out of. He has 3 improving buyer speed ratings going into today's Tampa Bay Derby and has been training well. And at first glance, today's race looks to have plenty of speed signed on, and this should play well into the running style of Give Me Liberty. Trainer Robertino Diodoro has been known to strike in major stakes events with outsiders like Give Me Liberty, who certainly will provide you major value today. So number 3, Give Me Liberty in today's Tampa Bay Derby.
Larry, always great hitting the road with you. And that's Road Trip, powered by Pineview Hyundai, the smart choice.
Pineview Hyundai, combining horses and horsepower. The Romeo family has been a part of the Ontario thoroughbred industry for over 35 years. And as a provider of the official vehicle of the NHL, they want to invite you to score some huge deals when you visit their Pineview dealership and view the award-winning Hyundai lineup. Visit either store today, 3790 Highway 7 in Vaughan or 180 Delta Park Boulevard in Brampton. For an appointment, call our Vaughan store at 905-851-2851 or Brampton at 905-791-2728. Or visit us online at pineviewauto.com or pineviewwest.ca. We are the smart choice.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. A big welcome to Tampa Bay handicapper Luis Ocasio, who joins us today for the first time to talk about the Tampa Bay Derby and some of the other stakes races at the Florida track. Luis, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Anne, and thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure for me to be with you guys.
Well, thanks for doing this, Luis. And, well, let's get right into it. Today is Tampa Bay Derby Day. Who do you like?
It's a nice day, and it'll be a great day because we got a good feel of this for this year. And I'm inclining to not more time, which is the Angelo horse that won the Sam Davies. We have had six winners that won the Sam Davies and actually came back to win the Tampa Bay Derby. So this horse is getting better race by race. All these babies are, it's work in progress. Every time you like, I'm liking what he's doing because he's doing it earlier than others, right? As far as his performance in the Sam Davies, it was impressive. His shift of gears accelerating. He was fighting for the lead and then he broke like nothing happened and he started running in the stretch to do a very high buyer. So, but that performance was impressive. His performance in the Mucho Macho Man when he lost before that one, he was even better because he threw his head up at the start from the one hole. Then he hopped, and then he circled the field five wide when he was entering, maybe before the stretch. And he was, they were running 24. They were slow in the first part, and they went 46 and change and 111. And he was circling the field after being like five length, following a soft pace. So that was very impressive when he went 25 and one for the second quarter, and then he went 22 and 1, which was very impressive, passing horses, circling the field five wide to reach the lead and then flatten out.
And who else have you got your eye on, Luis?
No More Time is the morning line favorite, as you know. And also, Chad Brown is a very genuine, has a lot of chance to win the race to his number five domestic product. He's labeled as a maiden. He's a maiden yet. He hasn't won a race, but he's trained by Robertino Diodoro, Give Me Liberty. He was claimed for $100,000, and his first race was dull. He was a dull effort. He ran eighth, and then he improved running second to common defense. And I believe, trained by Robertino Diodoro, doesn't have the numbers yet. I hope he's moving forward, but improving numbers, but yet to see his better effort. Not in the paper, maybe the winning race, but I'm hoping that he can move forward as the others are doing. And again, there is work in progress. All these horses are improving race by race, and you can expect anything from them.
The winner gets 50 points towards the Kentucky Derby. That makes it a very significant race today, doesn't it?
There are about six races for 60 points, and there are about 10 for 100. Even winning the 50 points doesn't guarantee, but then they repeat, they come back, and the same horses run the same race. So, yes, it's pretty much a sure thing if he wins again, because he has the points with the Sam Davies, he'll be there. It is important, and we have been upgraded and upscaled. This race has been with the higher purses. We've always been under the shadow of Gulfstream Park races, right, on the Florida. But we're improving. We're getting better fields and better horses. And you know, Todd Pleasure has won it six times.
Yes.
And we have seen horses coming out of the Tampa Bay Derby winning the Kentucky Derby or the Belmont and so Todd Pleasure uses this race as a springboard to better races.
Luis, do you think that the Tampa Bay Derby raises the profile of Tampa Bay Downs?
Not only the Tampa Bay Derby, which is our main day with the Florida Cup Day, which is going to be run in a week, the 24th this year of March. But the increasing purses have been doing something that this year, especially this year, we have seen more populated fields, more horses into the races, new trainers, good trainers from different tracks. If you see a low claiming race before, you see the same horses that were running last year, and now three or four different good trainers that make the race more interesting as far as betting is concerned, right? But the Tampa Bay Derby is a springboard, right, to the Kentucky Derby and other races, yes.
Well, let's talk about yourself and how did you get hooked up with Tampa Bay Downs? Where did the interest in horse racing come from you?
My father is an owner for 59 years. He's a lieutenant colonel, a retired Army colonel.
Oh,
so
cool.
I'm proud of him. And he took me to the races and when I was eight. And he's been an owner for 59 years. Hmm. And he's the culprit in a good way. So my father was the one that brought me into the races, and I've been playing different roles in horse racing. Now that I'm here at Tampa, I'm I'm very happy with the administration. They're great. It's a good track. It's good people, and we're getting better this year because we're getting more exposure previous questions that we answered.
Luis, you mentioned that you've played different roles in horse racing. You are now a handicapper. What else did you do leading up to being a handicapper?
Before, I was in Camarero for 23 years as a TV analyst. I used to call the races for, we had simulcasting out. So we were simulcasting or transmitting the races to other places. So I was calling them in English. I was trying my best, like I'm doing here. When we got the people from Equibase, I was a facilitator of training the employees at the track for developing and constructing a new a system, which involved bookkeeping and all the stats from the jockey club, but which every track has, with working with the Encompass people and which are the programmers, and the jockey club. With Equibase, I've been an assistant trainer, not a jockey, but at the track, I'm doing the Spanish part. So that's another thing that we're trying to get involved with all the demographics changes. You know that there's so many Spanish speaking people in the track, so that will be another thing that I'm doing with them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, actually, that was the question I wanted to ask you. That your background is Spanish, so. Obviously, the racetrack now has realized that the demographic, as you say, is changing. What percentage would you say of people that attend the races at Tampa Bay Downs are from Spanish backgrounds to, you know, English, American, whatever?
Well, it's hard to say, but it's growing and growing fast. Not only employees, but also you know, besides grooms and people that were before working with the track, but now you see owners and a lot of people from other countries, from other Latin countries or Spanish-speaking countries coming here to the track. Trainers, a lot of Venezuelan, a lot of influence from lately. You know, so we see a lot of jockeys here and trainers and owners, which makes them more interesting because we get, for example, the favorite of the Tampa Bay Derby. Belongs to an owner, which is Venezuelan, and also a trainer, so and the jockey too.
So it sounds as if you wear many hats in your job beyond being a handicapper. How is it that you ended up as a handicapper and you seem to really like the job? Do you miss any other part of the horse racing industry, or are you satisfied being a handicapper?
I love that part. Maybe it's something that when you get into it, you forget everything, right? And it's for my own self. You know, I don't claim when I win, I don't, because I know how hard it is, you know, especially with numbers. And you know, numbers don't lie, but then say they liars do figure, right? So you get the numbers and you get the stats and you get everything that you can, all the different angles that you can use. But then when you're doing handicapping, it's more like a self-satisfaction. You know, it's not like maybe knowing that someone bet what you recommended.
Right.
If you hit a 31 or 32% winners, it's not that easy, and I know it. So it's more like fun, and it is also very satisfying. There's so many angles: the pace, the class, the pedigree, the stats, and the trainer, especially the trainer patterns. That's very important. Mm-hmm. Or the intentions, the habits, or the patterns of the trainer. And there are so many tools like Formulator, but watching replay. I think that's the more important, more important than that, it is interpreting the videos that comes with the race, you know, and that's the time when you say, well, I know that the mechanics of this horse will fit this number because the numbers don't match. So I use the three products. I use PrisNet, I use DRF, and I use the Equibase. Because all numbers are different, and that's why sometimes it turns into a mess. So, yeah. So more than the action of the horse, the mechanics, and the trainers, I think that's the most important part. Not to say that the other ones are not important, but everything is important.
Getting back to the Tampa Bay Derby, it has produced a couple of, as you say, Kentucky Derby winners and, you know, Belmont Stakes winners and that. Do you think the winner of today's Tampa Bay Derby could be a major threat in the Kentucky Derby this year?
When you see the horses that we have this time, right here today, especially the favorites, the Chad Brown's horse, number five, Domestic Product, which is by Practical Joke, and No More Time, which is by Not This Time, and by Spikestone Mare. And you see the way they move, the way they are, they're kind of speedballs that are limited in distance. I don't know if they will go further, like you know, other Not This Times do it, like Sibelius, which is Arsac, Cockburn, which they're all speedsters, you know, Epicenter. And the same thing happens with Domestic Product. You see he runs into a big dash, and then he kind of flattens at the end. He's not continuing that strong. But they're limited in distance, and I don't know if they'll go forward to a mile and a quarter. But it's interesting to see that all the other horses that are improving, you never know, because again, it is work in progress, and you never know what happens that will happen today.
Handicapper Luis Ocasio, boy, you really, really know your stuff. Enjoy the Tampa Bay Derby today, and thank you so much for joining us this morning on Ponies 24/7.
Well, thank you, Anna. I appreciate your time and also the opportunity you have given me, and it's a pleasure for me to help you out, and anytime I'll get your service. And thanks, Larry. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And when we come back, Woodbine trainer Michelle Love joins us next on Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Follow us on Twitter at 1059 The Region. We'll be right back.
Enjoy the thrill of the race anytime with HPIBet.com, the number one betting site for experienced horse players. Join for free and watch and wager when you can't bet at the track. Stream live racing from over 500 tracks from around the world. Bet with ease from anywhere. It's safe and secure. Sign up today and get 1 month free live race streaming. Plus, for a limited time, get a $100 bonus and your first bet is on us. Go to HPIBet.com to join for free today.
Ontario Racing, the excitement of thoroughbred, standardbred, and quarter horse racing at 15 racetracks. We are the voice of the Ontario horse racing industry, and we direct breed improvement programs, set annual race dates, and work on attracting new horse owners and race fans. Ontario Racing is committed to supporting a vibrant industry with one vision, working together for a stronger horse racing community. To get your horsepower, go to OntarioRacing.com and experience the excitement. Ontario Racing, three breeds, one vision.
This is 1059 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. We are so pleased to be joined by a trainer, Woodbine trainer extraordinaire, Michelle Love. She had a 2023 career year in training thoroughbreds. She's hoping to match or even better that this year. Welcome to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, Michelle.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's talk about 2023, Michelle, and thanks for doing this today for us. It was a career year for you. What made it a career year? What did you do different?
Really good help. I have really, really good help. And the horses, obviously, you need the right stock.
So it can't be as simple as that. You know, training horses is a challenge, but this was your best year. I looked at your earnings before we started this interview, and wow, for 2023, which meant you were doing everything right. Did you change anything in 2023 from what you'd done prior to last year?
Well, I can't give you that information, but no, but we did have a good year, and I just kind of stuck to my plan. It really depends on your horses and how well they run. And like I said, I have really good help. I have great grooms, great hot walkers. Omar Moreno galloped for me all year, so he knew the horses inside and out, and he won most of the races for us. And I have great owners. It's huge, a huge bonus.
Well, talk about some of the horses that helped you, you know, in 2023.
Foolish Games, obviously. Mm-hmm. She's our big mare. I loved her. I bought her in the yearling sale. I paid way more than I wanted to for her, and I mean, she turned out to be perfect.
As an owner yourself, and obviously training the horses of other owners, does it make a difference when you have that sort of invested both financially and emotionally with the horse that you're training?
I think so. They encourage me and they trust me more, my owners, when I own even if I own a small piece of them, because obviously I want to run them where they can win and try hard, because I'm going to make more money as well. It's, you know, it's an investment for myself and my family as well as them.
Let's talk about yourself. How did you get involved in the horse racing business, and where did it all start for you?
I started galloping at Gardner Farms when I was 14. I started galloping for Sherry McLean and Mike Coulter-John, and I actually didn't ever really want to leave the farm, but she pushed me to go to the racetrack. I worked for Audrey Capacetti for 1 year, then pretty much decided I wanted to go out on my own. So I started working on my assistant trainers and trainer's test after that.
Sounds like you worked for a lot of women before you actually ended up doing this yourself.
Oh, 100%. Sherry is my mentor. She's been there for me from day one, and I actually train for her now. That's amazing. She's a great person. She works so hard. She runs Northern Dawn Stables. She owns Reload.
So yesterday was International Women's Day. And does that make a difference in your part of the industry? Are there challenges being a woman in the horse racing industry, being a trainer?
I don't think there's any difference between a male and a female trainer. I mean, it might be a little bit harder for us, but there's no difference. We're all the same. I mean, you're either good at it or you're not.
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you mentioned about, some of the people that you worked for and that. Was there an actual trainer, though, that maybe you didn't work for that you kind of watched and said, gee, you know, I kind of like, that person's training style, either a male or a female?
So I did a lot for Ray Lawrence and Scott Fairley when I was younger, mm-hmm. and they were a huge influence on me as far as my training schedule and what I do and picking up the good and the bad things and you know, where to go and what to do with them. So they were a big help. And also Dr. Coker, he's retired now, but he was my vet and he helped me a lot, learning the ins and outs of horses' muscles and joints and bones and stuff like that. So
Michelle, as you've just mentioned, there is the science behind horses, behind training, but what about the psychology of it? How important is that you connect with your equine athlete?
It's huge. It is 100%. You need to get into their heads and they need to like their jobs. It's like if you want your kid to play soccer, but your kid doesn't want to play soccer, they're not going to do well. The same thing with horse racing. If the horse likes to run and wants to run, the horse is going to try.
You're talking about family and kids and that. You have some family ties, some close family ties to the industry. Talk about your husband.
So my husband is the head outrider at Woodbine. We supply all the horses for the outriding morning and afternoon. We have three kids. We have a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 1-year-old. So it's busy. He's the man behind the catching all the loose horses and getting the horses to the gate. And yeah, he's about as good as his job as you'll ever get in North America. So.
That's fantastic. And you know, it begs the question, how and where did you meet?
We actually met on the racetrack. I had a horse fall down on me and I'd knocked me out. And yeah, he was the one that picked me up off of the track.
Prince Charming.
Yeah.
Right? That was it.
We're almost at 2024 racing season at Woodbine. Any goals? Or obviously you want to make 2024 better than 2023, right?
I have some 3-year-olds I'd like to win the Heritage Series with. I have some Ontario breds that aren't Ontario sire that we're going to aim for the Oaks for next year. Mm-hmm. But I have, I think I have 9 2-year-olds for this year. So it's going to be a busy climbing year. I don't know how many will get to the races, but
but we're looking forward to it.
You know, I'm the child of a military person, a military man, and so I look at everything as having a war room where you and you, Michelle, you come together with every other person that's a part of your team, and you map out what's going to happen in 2024. Am I being realistic in thinking that's what happens?
It might be a building year, 2024. I only have 5 older horses. The rest are all babies, but they're all going up at the farm right now, and I love them all. So I'm looking forward to it.
So this will be a building year for you, you think?
I'm not big on pushing my 2-year-olds. If they get there, they get there. I mean, we won 2 with 2-year-olds last year, but I don't push them. If they have any problems, we have our own farm, so we just take them back home. But I love them all. They're great.
Well, you mentioned earlier about the Oaks, that you'd like to maybe win the Oaks. Is there any other race that you would like to win? Like, could be at Woodbine, could be any place in North America.
And it could be any year.
Yeah.
Well, obviously everyone wants to win the Kentucky Derby, but...
Or the King's Plate.
Right? I mean, in the future, maybe we'll win the Derby or something like that, but... I actually have almost all girls this year. Like I have 2 boys, the rest are all girls.
Really?
Yes. Don't know why, but that's just how it worked out.
Yeah. Well, here's a tough question for you, Michelle. If you weren't training horses, what do you think you would be doing?
I'd probably be a stay-at-home mom.
And considering that you have a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 1-year-old, how do you balance all of this? How do you maintain your ability as a really good trainer and raise 3 children?
So my mom comes every morning, and she puts the 2 older ones on the bus and takes the younger one to daycare. I couldn't do it without her.
Really? You mentioned earlier that your husband is the head outrider at Woodbine, and that you supply the horses for the outriders. Talk about that. Like, when you say supply, like, they're stabled in your barn and you look after them. Is that how it works?
So I believe we have 9 or 10 outriding horses, and they're up there. He's got his own barn. They're up in the old standardbred barn at Woodbine.
Right.
And yeah, Woodbine pays to use them as the outriding horses. And then he's got the other outriders work actually for him. So he does the scheduling and sets everything up, and but they're here all winter. They're here at the farm all winter. We actually have 2 farms on the go right now, so we're busy.
Okay. So where do you get these horses from? Are they horses that are retired, and somebody comes to your husband and says, yeah, we got this horse, it might be a good outriding horse? Is that how it works?
99% of them are ex-race horses, but it's a mix between quarter horses and thoroughbreds. But most of them have all raced either at Ajax or Woodbine. And yeah, well, we buy them, or they get given to him, and then he works on them and turns them into outriding horses.
So you've got a whole lot of things going on at once. And so I want to hone back in on your work as a trainer. So can you tell me from the time that you meet a horse that you're going to be training, what do you do? How do you approach it? How do you move along with that horse?
They're all different.
Yeah.
Depends on. So I had 2 come in yesterday that were just breaking. So it depends on if I get them already made and at the racetrack, or we get them sent to the farm and we start them from square one. They're all different.
And will you do anything differently this year from what you did last year? A really great year for you. Will your approach be at all different this year, 2024?
I'm hoping not, because we had a good year last year.
I like your honesty.
You mentioned earlier, though, that you don't push your 2-year-olds, and you've got a lot of 2-year-olds this year. So is that going to make it difficult for you to match 2023 if you're not going to be starting the horses until later?
It could be. It could possibly be just a turning year. So if you look at my records last year, most of my horses that won were three-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't run them as two-year-olds because they were too big or had issues or weren't ready. So I don't know. Because we have our own farm, it's easy just to pull the plug if they have an issue, then try to push them. And it worked, though. It worked, so I'm not going to complain.
Quick question from Nosy Me before we let you go. What's the conversation like around the dinner table at night?
Oh, I'm usually asleep on the couch, and the kids are eating at the table. And, yeah, the husband's bringing horses in. So
so there's no horsing around. There's no talk about horses. Yeah. You're just not together.
Yeah. But so my kids all ride, too. They do the jumping. They all have ponies.
That's great. It sounds
so. Generally, once we're done with the racehorses, the kids get home from school, and then they're here riding till 8 o'clock at night. So it's busy.
Michelle Love, you are just so interesting and spirited and focused, and you're a great trainer and an equally great mom. You're fantastic. What a pleasure to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you very much.
After the break, when we come back, Woodbine's Mark McKelvey joins us on Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Listen live at 1059theregion.com.
Are you looking for a reliable propane supplier for your home or business? Look no further than RS Bulk Propane, Canadian-owned and family-operated. With our premium propane solutions, you'll experience warmth like never before. We offer competitive prices, automated deliveries, and exceptional customer service. Don't let the cold get the best of you. Stay cozy with RS Bulk Propane. Visit rspropane.com or call us today at 855-225-0225.
Enjoy the thrill of the race anytime with HPIBet.com, the number one betting site for experienced horse players. Join for free and watch and wager when you can't bet at the track. Stream live racing from over 500 tracks from around the world. Bet with ease from anywhere. It's safe and secure. Sign up today and get 1 month free live race streaming. Plus, for a limited time, get a $100 bonus and your first bet is on us. Go to HPIBet.com to join for free today.
This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. Woodbine released its 2024 Thoroughbred Stakes schedule just a few days ago. Here to tell us all about it and much more is Woodbine Senior Communications Manager Mark McKelvey, but also one of my favorite broadcasters. Hello, Mark. It's great to have you on the show.
Hello. That's a great introduction. Thank you for that.
Pleasure.
Well, before we get into this year, Mark, this is the first time you've been on the show this year, believe it or not. And let's talk about maybe a quick wrap-up of 2023 seasons.
Yeah, it's amazing that now that we're into March, that kind of 2023 feels like forever ago. Enough goes on in a couple months, right? But you know what? The season was good. I think overall, you know, numbers were strong. And again, you know, our key events, our major events, I thought were really successful. And I know we'll talk about that more in a moment. But when you have those marquee days and they deliver the way they did in 2023, I think everyone was really happy. And now, with the way the weather's been, kind of feels like opening day should be coming a little sooner than it is.
You know,
at Woodbine.
Just heard, actually, on my way in to do this show with you today, this lovely rainy Saturday morning, I just heard that Mother Nature is going to present winter to us at the beginning of April for a few weeks. So just hold off on what you're saying, okay?
I'll try, but if you could stay like this, let's say by end of April for the most part, you know, we'd be pretty happy if we can get off to a good start.
Mark, what did you learn from 2023 and the marquee events that you're going to apply to 2024?
Yeah, I think, number one, I think the King's Plate and just the, you know, the name change kind of allowed a new opportunity for that event to kind of get reimagined a little bit. I mean, it's got so much rich history and just the tradition. That's what it's all about. But I think it kind of provided a little spark to the event. And it's crazy to think just something like a name change. But I mean, the event was so well attended and big crowds, sellout crowds. And I know, this year, we're hoping to increase those numbers and to outdo last year. I know it's a number one priority. It's a main goal. A day like that is not just a huge day in racing, but it's a huge day in Canadian sports. So I think we saw the demand was there last year for that event and what it means to Toronto and the area and, like I said, the sports in Canada. So excited to see where we can take that here in 2024.
So is there any scoops that you can let us in on the King's Plate, Mark? And, what are you going to do differently this year than what you did last year?
Other than a day change, it's going to be on a Saturday, not a Sunday.
Yeah, well, maybe there you go. I think we'll see how the Saturday goes. Obviously, there's a lot of factors that go into something like that between, our wagering teams and our events teams. But I think when we get to August 17th, it's going to be a big successful day again. Why wouldn't it be, right? It's like I said, it's a very marquee event in the city, so looking forward to it. No scoops right now, but that's the good thing about the off season, right? We're in the planning stages. I think by the sounds of things, and without divulging too much, really excited about the event we'll be putting on come August.
And what else are you looking forward to in the schedule that you just put out? There are some amazing events, so let's talk about that, what we can look forward to as horse racing fans.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's right away the Woodbine Mile Day in mid-September, and that's a day it's probably our best day of racing overall, and it has been for many years, but the day gets even bigger this year because we've moved the Grade 1 EP Taylor Stakes, which was usually run early October, is moving up 3 weeks. It's going to join that day, so you've got, five, or I should say, just so many outstanding grade one events. You got the Mile, the Summer, the Talman, now the EP Taylor. It doesn't get any better than that. It's our turf track, the EP Taylor. We're very proud of it. And, it's got that recognition worldwide for being one of the best turf courses in the sport. And that day is going to be a great showcase of that just exceptional turf racing. And it all comes to Woodbine, right? I mean, it's going to have that international flavor. We know that. It's going to have the best of the best. And I think from a pure racing standpoint, it won't get any better than that day.
And on that day, September 14th, you also have the $500,000 Johnny Walker and the Grade 1 $500,000, $500,000 Bet365 Summer Stakes. That's a lot of money that day.
Yeah, it doesn't get, like I said, I think it's probably our most lucrative day of racing. And, all eyes will be on Woodbine, right? And that's really exciting. And a day like that, it won't get much better than that. And excited to see, what horses will come up and compete in those races, because it typically attracts a nice wide range of some of the best across the world.
Well, one race that won't be held this year is the Canadian International, right? What was the, I guess the part of it was it's tough trying to get horses for that because of where it's situated in the schedule and the Breeders' Cup being a few weeks later. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of factors, and I know that our racing team really, had to take their time and on that decision and look into all the factors that you mentioned. I mean, logistical challenges, especially when you're attracting horses from across the world, just getting them here, right? That's obviously something that's got to be taken into consideration. So, at the end of the day, it's obviously it's a race that's got so much history, and even last year we were recognizing Secretariat and then the 50 years from when he won the International. So it's a race with a lot of history, and not happening in 2024. But again, I think that at the end of the day, the team just has to take a look and decide, are we going to be able to pull that off and maximize an event, a race like that? And if that's not the case here in 2024, then it'll definitely, be back on the table for the team to consider going for 2025. But I guess with losing that race this year, like I said, the EP Taylor gets to move up. It was typically on the same card as the International, so it just ends up boosting that Woodbine Mile Day even more.
So, Mark, there's a little sidebar question that I'd like to ask. The 2024 Thoroughbred season at Woodbine Racetrack, the schedule, after being finalized, it actually had to go under the scrutiny of the HBPA. Why? Why did they have to be consulted?
Yeah, I mean, that's our horseman's group, correct? So it's a case of the partnership there. And there's contracts there and things like that, which people a lot smarter than me work out. So it's got to, you know, they're the people, they're our racing community. They're the ones that are putting on the racing, correct? They're the ones entering the horses and running them and taking care of them. So it's doing your due diligence and running things by them. There's a lot of dollars that have to fly around throughout a course of a racing season, and you just want to make sure everybody is on the in the know and on the up and up, and everyone's on the same page.
Safety first.
Yep. Yeah. Well, switching starting gates, Mark.
That's clever, Larry.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been working on that one.
I have. Yeah, I just wrote it down so I wouldn't forget, you know. But in January, Woodbine announced some changes to the Mohawk Million, right? Including lowering the price of obtaining the starting slot. And also, the winner of the Wellwood Memorial will no longer get a free slot to the race. Talk about this.
Yeah, well, the Mohawk Million is already going into its fifth year, which is, we talk about time really flying. I think if it hadn't been for COVID and everything kind of becoming such a blur, you would probably realize it was 5 years ago, but it feels like it was just yesterday that we started this event. But, the appetite for the slots at the price point of $100,000, there was only, so many at the end of the day, so many interested parties, right? That's a big chunk of change that you're asking people to put up to be in the race. And for the last few years, we've seen, just enough interest to fill the spots. But at the end of the day, our racing team took a step back and thought, okay, how can we maybe adjust this race to drive a little more interest? And I think number one was lowering the cost for a slot. And so it was locked down to $50,000. And, we were blown away by the interest. So in the next week or so, we'll be announcing the total number, which I can tell you it's over 10. So we're going to need to have a draw to determine who gets those slots. But that's exactly what they were hoping for. And also, now Woodbine, we've put in a big investment as well to this race, because now we're putting up the other $500,000 for the purse. So I think that was probably important for us to show the racing community that, we're behind a race like this. We're not just relying on them to put up the money, which was the original format. And, it followed what the Pegasus World Cup was when it originally was launched at Gulfstream. But now we understand that, all right, let's make a little adjustment, see if we drive more interest. And that's exactly what's happened. So I'm excited for what the million could be here in 2024.
So it's still $1 million purse, as you mentioned, with the $500,000 in added money.
Yes, exactly. So the 10 spots at $50,000 each, and then Woodbine put up the other $500,000. So it's exciting because, as well, that night in late September, and I can't remember the day off the top of my head, but the Metro Pace is also on that card, and we've bumped that purse up to $1 million this year. So to have $2 million races on the same card, that's really, really exciting, and I think that's just going to be a can't-miss night for a lot of people.
I think it's Saturday, September 21st, if memory serves.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What am I telling you? You know everything. You're the master of all of this.
We got too many dates floating around right now. I'm trying to remember all the numbers.
I know.
But, I just got to fill in my calendar, and I know it'll look pretty busy, especially through that August and September.
It'll be illegible. You won't be able to read any of it.
Yeah. Well, spend some time, Mark, and bring us up to speed on the Mohawk stake schedule. It's pretty impressive, isn't it? You've already mentioned a couple, with the million and that, but talk about the others.
Yeah, the Mohawk stake schedule really doesn't have any changes from last year. The only change was just an addition of, we've picked up a stakes race that was typically contested at the Meadowlands and through New York at different times. It's called the Tompkin Gears, and it's a stakes race early in the season for two-year-olds. It's not going to go for the biggest amount of money like the Metro Pace will, but it's nice little money at the start of the season, especially for trainers if they've got their two-year-olds ready to go. So I think that those races go in late June, and other than that, the stakes schedule is pretty much status quo. And when I say that, that's not to downplay it. It's loaded. I don't think anybody has, at least in the harness racing game, has the stakes program that we do when it comes to just how lucrative it is and the prestige as well. I mean, the North America Cup will be taking place in mid-June, like it always does, and then on Labor Day weekend, you've got the Canadian Pacing Derby and the Maple Leaf Trot. So, you know, we talked a little bit about tradition and the history of races on the thoroughbred side, and it's very similar on the standardbred side. We're proud of that and really looking forward to how this season will go. And there's really no need for change either. The one big challenge on the standardbred side right now is just that there's a lot of money in some other jurisdictions, you know, Kentucky being the number one example. They've got a lot of money behind their sire stakes program. So there is that competition between tracks to attract horses. But at least on the standardbred side, with the program that we're able to offer at Mohawk, we see it very well supported, not just by our local trainers, but trainers outside of Ontario.
Mark, beyond great races at both tracks, at Mohawk and at Woodbine, what are you thinking and hoping will draw fans to the tracks this season, this racing season?
I think, again, I've been a lifelong fan. You know, I grew up around the racetrack, coming to the races with my parents who both worked in the industry. So for me, the number one memories I seem to have as a child is just standing by the rail on a really nice summer night or a summer afternoon, depending what track you're at. So I think when we get into the warmer weather, it comes down to just those experiences and leveraging them. I mean, you guys know at Woodbine we have you know, great dining facilities, but I think of a place like the Stella Terrace that we have. It's probably the best view of the racetrack, and when people come out and they can enjoy a good meal and enjoy the excitement of the races, I just think it checks a lot of boxes and what people are looking for. So I think that's what I think we need, is just to continue to leverage those experiences and allow people to come to the track and make their own memories.
Well, before we let you go, Mark, talk about the special night that you've got at Woodbine Mohawk Park on Thursday, March the 21st, the night at the races, supporting the Milton District Hospital Foundation. Talk about what's happening and at this event and how people can get a hold of tickets for this.
Yeah, well, off the top of my head, I'd have to pull up that information myself. But I know if you do a quick search of the Milton Hospital and their night at the races at Woodbine Mohawk Park, you'll find it there, especially on social media. But the Milton Hospital has been really great partners of Woodbine for quite some time, and you know, we're lucky enough, especially around some of our big nights, to have them come out and to do some fundraisers to help support the local hospital. So a night like that is kind of more spearheaded by them, but we're more than happy to provide the facilities and the dining and the racing and putting on the show, right? So I like I said earlier, I don't think you can match a night at the races when you've got you know, great food, good company, and some exciting horse racing. So that's a good one, because someone who grew up in the town of Milton, you know, always want to give back and support. So I'm happy that we're continuing to partner closely with the Milton District Hospital.
Woodbine Senior Communications Manager and my favorite horse racing broadcaster, Mark McKelvey, you've done a great job. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. It was such a pleasure, and this is the first of many visits through the 2024 season.
Yeah, I'm sure. Looking forward to catching up. Thanks so much.
After the break, Larry Simpson looks at some racing action today around North America, including Woodbine Mohawk Park, and some racing at several other North American tracks. So please make sure your HPI accounts and Dark Horse app are ready to work overtime today. Stay with us for Lucky Larry's Ponies Picks of the Day, sponsored by Rocket Ship Racing.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Listen live at 1059theregion.com.
Discover a new breed of excitement with live horse racing. Ontario Racing represents 15 racetracks where you can experience the excitement of thoroughbred, standardbred, and quarter horse racing. To find the racetrack nearest you, go to OntarioRacing.com. New to betting? Check out our Betting 101 page and learn about the HPI Bet wagering platform and the Dark Horse app. The best and safest online betting options. Get your horsepower at OntarioRacing.com and experience the excitement. Ontario Racing. Three breeds, one vision.
The Horsemen's Benevolent and Protective Association of Ontario, the HBPA, has represented thoroughbred owners and trainers at Woodbine and Fort Erie racetracks since 1950. The HBPA promotes the exchange of ideas to further advance, market, and preserve live racing in Ontario while offering new thoroughbred ownership opportunities. Membership to the HBPA is free for owners and trainers. For more information on the HBPA of Ontario, please visit our website at hbpa.on.ca.
Join us on March 30th when Gulfstream Park hosts the $1 million Kierland Florida Derby, a highlight of the Gulfstream Championship racing season and considered by many to be one of the most important preps for the famed Kentucky Derby on the first Saturday in May. The Kierland Florida Derby has a tremendous stakes-filled day of racing with no less than 10 stakes races scheduled. Watch and wager on all Gulfstream Park race days, including Florida Derby Day on March 30th, with your HPI Bet account or Dark Horse app. It's the next best thing to being at the track.
Pineview Hyundai, combining horses and horsepower. The Romeo family has been a part of the Ontario thoroughbred industry for over 35 years. And as a provider of the official vehicle of the NHL, they want to invite you to score some huge deals when you visit their Pineview dealership and view the award-winning Hyundai lineup. Visit either store today, 3790 Highway 7 in Vaughan or 180 Delta Park Boulevard in Brampton. For an appointment, call our Vaughan store at 905-851-2851 or Brampton at 905-791-2728. Or visit us online at pineviewauto.com or pineviewwest.ca. We are the smart choice.
This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Now, before we wrap up our show, what would Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, be without a couple of possible betting opportunities and potential betting gems as Lucky Larry gives us his Ponies Picks of the Day, sponsored by Rocket Ship Racing, pen in hand, paper ready to copy. Let's have a listen. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Ann. Still at Tampa Bay Downs, race 10 is the Grade 3 Florida Oaks, a purse of $200,000 for three-year-old fillies, a distance of a mile and a sixteenth on the turf. A large field of 10 have been entered, and I'm leaning to number 7, Style Points, whose first try in stakes events was a knockout where she finished second, beaten a neck in the Grade 3 Sweet Chance Stakes at Gulfstream. In that race, Style Points took a Cole Best buyer, I should say, speed rating of 86, and trainer Christophe Clement worked this girl twice at 5 furlongs since, both at our back-to-back 5 furlong works, which should have this girl primed for today's Oaks. That last race was a Grade 3 like today's race, and this girl went off at 12-1, which I would love to get today. Friend of the show, jockey Javier Castellano, has signed on to ride today, and it looks like it's all systems go. So Tampa Bay Downs, race 10, the Grade 3 Florida Oaks, number 7, Style Points. Santa Anita has a 9 race card today, and race 5 is a 1 mile, on the turf, optional $50,000 claimer for fillies and mares 4 and up. A compact field of 9 has been entered, including number 7, Irish Patsy, who was a beaten favorite last time out in the same class and distance, where she was a victim of pace, and actually there was very little pace at all, you could say. Also, that was this girl's first start in about 5 weeks, and 2 back-to-back 4 furlong works and 48 and 4 handily shows that Irish Patsy is training well, and the fact that there seems to be more speed signed up than there was last time should improve her chances. John Velasquez has been signed on to ride today, and he and trainer Michael McCarthy are a healthy 30% and have an ROI of $3.74 in 2023 and 2024. So Santa Anita, race 5, number 7, Irish Patsy. Finally, Woodbine Mohawk Park has a 10 race card tonight. Race 3 is a 1 mile pace for a purse of $18,000. A field of 8 have been entered, including number 7, Logan Behold, who was a pony's pick 2 starts back and was hard used on the front end and faded to 6th place. Last week, Logan Behold, his driver Trevor Henry, took over the driving and sat a more comfortable trip on the rail where he got up for second, and that was after being off for 2 weeks. I like the fact that Trevor Henry is back in the bike tonight. Also the fact that Logan Behold is back in the go on a regular week rotation. And what should help him get the job done is the fact that he's going to be feeling pretty good tonight. So Woodbine Mohawk Park, race 3, number 7, Logan Behold.
Goodbye, and thank you for joining us for this edition of Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. Just a reminder, if you would like to receive a free digital copy of the current issue of Ponies 24/7 magazine, and a new one will be released shortly, please email Larry Simpson at theponies247experience@gmail.com, and try not to forget about the Ponies 24/7 Lymphoma Canada campaign, Don't Horse Around with Lymphoma. For more information on this, go to the landing page, lymphoma.ca/ponies. Please donate to this cause, and stay with 105.9 The Region all weekend long, and thank you so much for listening.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine with Ann Rohmer and Larry Simpson, has been brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Tune in next Saturday morning at 8 for more from the world of horse racing. This is 105.9 The Region.